Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair.
Listen to lyrics, kids. Don't know the song.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Manhattan.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
Manhattan, here I come.
Oh, Ruby. Don't take your love to town.
2 minutes long, we're playing the whole thing.
It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war.
Crazy Asian.
I love
crazy
that.
Crazy rich Asians.
But I was proud to go into my patriotic show.
That's Vietnam there, by the way.
And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be.
You can't have sex, remember that?
Oh, yeah, he can't sit.
Shut up.
Yeah. Chair.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Chair.
Oh, really? Still need some company.
Yeah, but you can't get a boner, man. I forgot about that. You can't bone off.
He's Lieutenant
it's hard
Dan.
To love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed.
Sad. Sad.
And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, yeah. I realize.
Manhattan, here I come.
But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Ruby. Don't take your love to town.
Gets dark here. Gets dark.
I'm getting
She's
all worked up.
I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before.
The whore's leaving the house, man.
And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, it got violent.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruby.
Here it is.
Don't take your love time.
Oh, not yet. Next one. God's sake.
Oh, Ruby.
There it is.
For God's sakes, turn around.
On your heartbreak? Okay, now I saw you were surprised, Nick. You don't know that song, do you?
No, I've never heard it.
Okay, cool. This is where me and Todd relate to the youngest guy on the show, Walsh, because he knows that song.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
but you can hear the lyrics. Yeah. It's about what I say Ruby earlier in the show about Don't Take Your Love to Town. That's what I'm talking about, that song.
That's when Kenny Rogers used to rock.
He did rock.
Yeah.
But when you were shocked by it, he's going to kill her, man.
Yeah, it got dark.
No, I forgot about that because Ruby's cheating on him because he can't
move. Perform.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a different situation. Yeah. It's also a different situation than, you know, James, where they have the open relationship.
Right.
And the email early this morning where the guy just got the hall pass.
Right. I forgot about the line when she couldn't write today, that crazy Asian war.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that song.
It was Vietnam. It's a great song. Yeah, but I knew the Walsh knew it.
It's such a great story song.
I know. He was great about that anyway, story songs.
Bent and paralyzed.
I forgot about that part. And then he's just going to kill her. I'd shoot her and throw her in the ground. All right. That also equals to our dead hookers talk earlier, too. For
that matter. Yeah. The hookers wheat penny.
All comes around.
I'm ashamed of how many times I've just cranked that up on a Friday night. Been like, yeah, time to go to the bar.
I love that song, too. Yeah, rest in peace, Kenny, man. You've been going, what, about a year?
Yeah, a year or two, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He has
I've never really heard of a hall pass. They're an open relationship like that where it's only open sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll just be open when I'm traveling.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So if she gets tired of it, she's like, when are you going out of town again?
Yeah.
What I have found about people that describe their open relationships to me,
yeah,
is only one person's ever telling about how it's open.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh. You never hear
they're
this.
They're not together hanging out with each other.
No.
We have an open relationship. It's so great.
Because I've had the instance where I've messed around with a woman who was in an open relationship.
Okay.
And then it didn't end up being that open.
Oh, really?
No.
I found out
she was trying to convince her boyfriend they should have an open relationship.
Okay. I had sex with you, and then he found out?
No, but she told me she was going to tell him because I was the one that kind of convinced her, yes, she should be fully open.
Wow. You're the man.
It was not like that.
I know.
I was just weird enough that she was into it. She was weird.
She was weird.
Yeah,
she
by the weird. Way, Kenny's been gone for 2.5 years, okay. And this is the reason why nobody remembers when Kenny Rogers died.
What day did he die?
He died on March 20th, 2020.
Oh, my God.
There
That's
were
the
few
weekend.
Other things in the headlines yeah. about that point.
That's a great point, because I don't remember... And he was a huge star.
Yeah. But he got shoved right off the headlines.
That was the first weekend.
Yeah.
That was the weekend.
Paul
Mercurio was in town, the Funny Bone. I remember being that weekend.
It was like the Monday coming back from that first weekend of COVID and all hell breaking loose.
Gosh, we didn't.
Yeah.
There probably weren't even a tribute that night. Maybe. Yeah.
Did he die of COVID?
No.
No.
I had cancer.
No, he had cancer.
Yeah, he'd been in bad shape, I believe, for a while. But yeah, that's
a good point, Push.
Nobody will ever remember when Kenny Rogers died.
I will now, since we brought it up.
Yeah.
But
I'll forget.
Kenny Rogers is a great example of just how good cheating songs are.
He did some great songs like that.
Like, some people have asked me over the years, like, have you been cheated on? Because, my go-to move when I was drinking was, I loved being drunk and a good cheating song. I'm like, who broke your heart? Nobody. I just love this crap, man. This is great.
For God's sakes, turn around. Yeah. Push, you'd heard this song, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good. I thought you might have heard that.
I've been hanging out with you guys for 20 plus years.
Yeah, but
your parents
do that song.
I like
too,
you guys more because you love it.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I didn't think that was possible.
That's 70.
Yeah.
I was already teeming with love over here.
Just overflowing.
I was about to take my shirt off.
That's 70s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s country stuff. And although that was a very crossover song, I loved all that stuff because I knew all that stuff. I just don't like the new crap since Girth. List of things you like stuff.
You have a soft spot for sappy 70s songs in general.
Totally.
Yeah. Any Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, I love Ronnie Millsap. Yeah. My first radio job was on a country station, paid radio job, I should say. Not college radio, paid radio job. And it was... we played all that stuff. And now I wanted to be a rock jock, and I ended up becoming a rock jock. So I put up with that stuff, but it was all that music. So I played Ronnie Millsap. I played, Kenny
Earl
Rogers.
Haggard.
I-105 out of Effort of PA. I-105. And I was way not a neck. I mean, I would show up at work with long hair and rock and roll looking.
Fog hat t-shirt.
Yeah, basically. And all the guys worked there were old school necks, man. And I was 22, and they were like, oh, man, this kid.
Same with me, because the radio station in Rugby, North Dakota was country all day.
Yep.
And then top 40 at night.
Right.
And sometimes I'd fill in during the day, so I'd have to play the Ronnie Millsap.
Those story songs are always great. All those, yeah.
T.G. Shepard.
That's why every time we talk about somebody cheating on them, I always say, Ruby, God's sakes, turn around.
Years ago, is it we did the bar after a show at the Funny Bone in
Lion Whore. Too.
Feature,
you should put your Lion Whore in there. What if you ever got drunk at concerts and said, you Lion Whore? Go ahead.
The feature was trying to hook up with a girl who was engaged, and the headliner assisted him by playing Total Eclipse of the Heart on the jukebox. Oh.
Did it work?
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, that's broken, pretty sly.
Well, when you sing Broken Wings, man, people melt in the crowd too, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except really, for the one woman he banged.
Or they leave.
Because when you sing, it's really sad.
Right? It's tears. There's tears.
So, yeah, we've had some people checking in, and we're going to – we don't want to bum people out. We dissect the phone calls, but I feel bad for that guy, actually. He doesn't seem like he wants us to feel bad for him.
The guy that just called.
Sounds,
no.
Yeah,
the welder on the road?
I mean, anybody listening to that seems like he's not getting laid and she is. That's all I heard.
To be fair, it sounded to me like he's pretty close to the Rock River, which has excellent northern pike fishing. Oh.
Well, to be fair. Yeah. To be fair. Do you think that'll solve everything?
Yeah.
All right.
So instead of getting laid, you think he's probably just out fishing and that's an even trade?
Yeah, I might have to go do the rodeo in Washington this year again.
Hook up with that dude's wife?
Where's she at?
Meet her in Manhattan. Or a horse trailer.
Yeah.
No, that's
a spam risk there, Todd. Yeah. I saw that. It said spam.
I forget all the stuff I talk about, too. So when he said Washington, I was like, right. I did some really bad
stuff. Oh, you did? You do rodeo in Washington, Kansas?
Yeah, okay. I did once or a couple times. Right. I didn't do bad stuff. I just got super drunk.
I wish I'd
my
known
buddies
you
had to pull me out of the arms of a very big woman that was trying to steal me for the night.
Really? Now, you're a big guy, so how big was she? You're 6'4", man. She was bad. He's making his weird face. So even your buddies wouldn't let you go with her?
Yeah.
Because they think, oh, this.
No, they knew it was a mistake.
Yeah, but buddies never.
But they probably let you make mistakes before, but this one was too much of a mistake?
They draw the line.
I'm pretty sure I was still a virgin.
Okay.
Yes.
That would have been the first.
This is not. You cannot answer this question, even though I'm going to ask you to answer it this way, without fat shaming. How big was she? See, I know it's impossible to answer that question. Was she really big?
I mean, between me and her,
yeah.
We could solve a lot of the Husker fans distraught.
Offensive line.
If we, yes.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah. Scott Frost wouldn't have got fired if he got us on the team this year.
Oh, you're saying it nicely then. To help out a fellow, to help out the team. I got it.
She would be a starting guard.
Yeah.
That's putting it nicely.
Without fat shaming.
But you were a virgin.
She'd be a road grader on the other line.
At the time I was.
Oh, you're a drunk kid virgin.
So
then.
When I woke up, my buddies are like, when we were trying to take you, she was yelling, he said he wants to be the dad to my baby.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
And at that point, you meant it, too. Oh, I love the dad to my baby. That's when your friends had to save you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could have easily knocked her up.
They got
you could have knocked her up.
Yeah. You could have had a very different life.
Sounds like that might have been what she wanted.
Yeah. What if she's married to this guy?
Small town, right?
I'm sure he probably knows.
Washington, Kansas, what, 1,000 people, you think?
That's what it said, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it was something around that. Yeah.
But that was 15. That was years ago you were there. Probably even smaller then.
Yeah.
Right. You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, that wasn't his kid I was trying to claim.
Yeah, let's clarify that. I was trying to claim. Yeah, because he listens to you. He's from that hometown. He saw you at the rodeo. That's just, yeah, all right.
Well, he was out bass fishing. He didn't go to the rodeo, but if he knows
that
it was
that's
there,
what he said. That's right.
But that was only the first woman who wanted you to put a baby in her.
Yeah, yeah. Just claim the one she already had.
First in a long line of women who want Tyler Walsh to put a baby in her.
Luckily, most of the women he's with are too old for that.
You're just so hammered. Yeah. Oh, that's true. They're all dried up. By the, I'm sorry, not dried up. That's the wrong term. Beyond birthing age.
Like they prefer dried up.
Right. Sorry about that.
Love the way you softened that up and didn't soften it up at all.
A birthing age?
Yeah.
And how big was she?
Yeah,
sorry. Or not fat shaming.
Well, he did it. He answered it. Right. Yeah, she answered it. This was sent to us earlier. Got to bring us up so far. And it's actually about you, Tyler Walsh. Somebody said they have squirrel butt plugs.
Oh, yeah.
And we know you like ass play. So do we, by the way. So I'm not really putting you. I'm not putting you down for that.
Another reason why it's probably good my mom doesn't like that. Cocaine and butt play
in the morning,
and we know you're like
you could still do cocaine.
You shot squirrels before you were hunting.
You make Jesus cry.
All right, but it was is it a real squirrel with a butt plug attached?
It's a butt plug and the head of a squirrel.
It's a real head squirrel.
Was that in our email? Is that where that was?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
For somebody, your backpack.
Mainly, it's maybe.
Who's worried about what's sticking out?
I love there.
That's
like
a voice of experience right there.
I love the squirrel. Be a squirrel head sticking out of your butt. What's that squirrel? No, it's a butt plug. Don't worry about it. It's dead. It's dead now.
Yeah. I don't know.
$40, and they want $40 for these.
Is it
things?
A real squirrel head?
They're for sale.
Yeah, there's this price tag laying right beside it in the photo.
Is it a real squirrel head?
Certainly looks like it.
It appears to be.
You got to try that, Tyler.
As many small-town people as you claimed last week that you think I might be attracting to the show, they're all going away when they're like, oh, our last bastion of truth likes butt play. Get him out of here. He's no country boy.
Yeah.
Oh, they know.
They just won't admit it. They just won't admit it.
Post those up, Bush, because one of those plugs look significantly bigger than
I was
the
gonna,
other.
I'm going to text one it over to Tyler boxes. Right now. Or to
looks
Walsh.
Like about a size 6.
I got it. He's looking at it.
All right.
That's a size 6? The bigger one or the smaller one?
Are they both squirrel heads or is one a bigger head, like a raccoon head or something like that?
Nope. Squirrel head.
Oh, that's gross, man.
Boy, that would be vile.
It would be. First of all, it would look like a squirrel's coming out of your butthole. I know some of you guys are into that.
Now that you put it that way.
Yeah. It's got to get out somehow.
We should get one of those for our friend Stephanie Love. I bet she would model those on Twitter.
Oh, she probably would, yeah.
She's been nothing creepy about that.
Right, to wear a plug or two.
Yeah.
I seen it.
So have I, actually.
If those bobbled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they're fixed. You know, the heads don't move around.
Was it a
be more fun if they bobbled?
Was
though.
It a shot?
Because you could twerk and then make the squirrel head bounce
I mean,
up and down.
I mean, I literally drive right past the sex shop every day leaving here. I mean, it's right around the corner from our building.
This looks
I
like
stop it. You got squirrel butt plugs. Yeah. What?
This looks like a home project.
Yeah, this is like a craft show or something for the deviant.
This is Etsy.
So you think it's like some weird taxidermist to just attach a butt plug to a squirrel head?
Well, bringing together two of his favorite things.
And these are some of my favorite things.
It's kind of a his and hers. You have to decide who's into the bigger one.
I mean, I've seen butt plugs that have a tail on them.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that either. Okay.
Scene.
Yeah.
If you watch enough.
Belt, scene, whatever.
Watch enough videos, you'll catch someone with a butt plug that's.
With a tail, okay.
With a tail on.
All right. All right.
That's why I can't believe that the kids at school that said that they're kids that will, like, wear tails.
I saw
that school's just okay with that.
And they're also okay with them losing a litter box, right. Which never happened.
He pooped in the litter box.
But I am surprised because of the butt plug thing that they're not like, hey, let's not wear tails at school.
Well, they can't prove if the student has a butt plug in, though, either. So they ask that, that's probably illegal.
They might just have a tail.
If there's metal detectors at the front door of the school, that may come up.
Your butt plug doesn't have to be metal, though.
Yeah.
Ceramic.
Oh, the ones in this photo are.
Okay. Don't call me these are people awful. Out there to be the butt plug detector. I'm drawing the line at serial killer.
Beep, 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 beep. Right by somebody's butt.
All right, the photo is up on Facebook and Twitter if you want to check out the squirrel butt plugs.
I was picturing a tail. It's just the head.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why if it would bobble.
The tail would make sense.
It's like bobbling, like trying to crawl out of your butt because it's moving. You know,
a tail would be a little less disturbing. Right.
Well, like I said, in that situation, it would almost, make sense to put it there.
Well, the tail doesn't have eyes.
I mean, it's weird to have the squirrel coming or going, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, the eyes are wide open.
That's true.
Yeah, it makes it look like the squirrel's trying to get out.
And they almost get in. You're right.
They almost have a look of terror on their face. Yeah. Like, let me out.
What you do is you put the one in with the tail right away, and they're thinking it's crawling in. Like an hour later, you have it turned around, but all smudgy in the face. Like brown, like a chocolate bar in his face, something like that.
Where were these being sold?
I don't know.
That gas station?
Wherever Puss was looking
again,
for
him. It looks like it's at some sort of craft show or something. Because there's the price tag right there.
Yeah, that's $40 is a lot of money for a gag gift, but you're buying that for somebody if you're going
to. Yeah.
That's got to be like a horse and pony type sale. Like, you know, where they're making the guy pull the cart around.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. Yeah,
that's like Renaissance Fair toys there.
a Renaissance squirrel butt plug.
I don't know. That looks like
how'd you really do it in the old times? We don't. Yeah. We just made them.
Might be in a case at a truck stop.
Yeah, that's like, let's get a turkey leg and go down and check out the squirrel heads.
Is that $40 a plug or $40 for both of them?
That's
guessing
good question.
It should be both.
No, I think it's probably per.
Yeah, if I saw these somewhere, I'd... Merry Christmas, Dad.
Oh. I did ask for those.
Him opening that up on Christmas morning in front of the family would be so worth it.
Well, it was on his list. So no big deal. Wouldn't be surprised. He was just glad you got it for him. What do you really want? Oh, I don't know. How about the squirrel butt plugs?
Right.
That's not good.
We always want to get somebody something they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yeah.
For the man who has everything. You want this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one is a lot bigger.
It is.
Both sides, the head and the bottom?
Well, the head's about the same size, but the...
Right, it's just girthier.
Oh, my God,
It's just bigger around.
The actual plug, you'd have to start with the one on the left.
You think so, Nick?
Yeah. No, I agree.
If you go the other way around, this other one is a hot dog down a hallway. Yeah.
Either way, you're getting the same size squirrel, though, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Same size.
But I do like the bobblehead idea. The head should move.
Yeah.
So when you shake your butt.
Don't they have those ones?
Bounces up and down.
You put in with the controls. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
I mean.
It should move the head around, right? While it's in your butt. There you go. You got time.
Because I think there's those videos where they sit there and they have the controllers and they're trying to.
I think
I've heard of those for vibrators.
Yeah,
right. They're Bluetooth. You know, she can be all the way across the country, and you can be playing with the little vibrating device on your end.
See, I think I would just do that all the time. I would hit that button constantly
across the country.
Yeah,
the Bluetooth goes that far.
Oh,
that's a great question.
It's probably controlled through an app.
I was just hoping it'd work across the river.
Right. Of course you do.
Ooh, the river water might short that out. You might want to be careful.
She was standing at Council Bluffs, and I was on the Omaha side having a good time.
I was shaking that squirrel butt plug on. Man, that's creepy, man. I'm sure you can find that in Little Rock when you're there this weekend. Or sell a few down there. You should buy those and sell those on stage.
Yeah.
You can make a joke about it or just say, hey, for no reason, I'm selling squirrel butt plugs. Just for no reason. Yeah.
Pictures of your butthole and those.
Yeah. A lot of butt talk today. Unlike every other day.
Yeah. Work's tough.
Seems to happen on Tuesdays a lot.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
It does happen on Tuesdays.
I can't figure out what the linchpin
on that
is.
Let
that
be my legacy.
You can feel plenty more butt plug jokes to tell in the future. Don't worry about it.
You would have found one of those in the serial killer's yard.
Right.
That would be a cool note, wouldn't it? Hey, can we spread out the butt talk like 5 days a week? Why does it always have to be Tuesdays?
Well, I think our boss probably just want to keep it on Tuesdays. Let's keep the butt talk to Tuesdays when the squirrel guy's in the studio with us.
listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.